Welcome to the My Wife is Going to Kill Me podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us. Toy collecting.
Shut up!
With Travis Bowles.
I am looking at you two fat bastards right now, and I'm like, there's no way people in America are going hungry.
Well, my son told me today that he didn't like hot dogs. How could you not like wieners? You just keep the wieners coming. What any chance?
Pete McCarthy.
Comes with two sets of hands, because sometimes you need gloves, sometimes you don't. The AIDS epidemic in Africa, hunger in the United States, and not having spare hands.
I just want to destroy villages, and that's all I've ever wanted to do.
And your host, Steve Bisciotti.
Chicks love to show their body off. It's the only thing they got nowadays. But she was married to Roger Rabbit, so she had his last name. She obviously wasn't going to hyphenate because she's a real woman.
So what if a favorite toys just happened to be half-naked muscular men? All right, everybody. Welcome back to episode 79 of the My Wife is Gonna Kill Me podcast. What in the world? Okay, we gotta talk about this already. I'm your host, Steve Bisciotti, and along with me are the two best co-hosts a host can have, but one of them is really acting like a little bitch over there, Travis Bowles. What's your problem?
I'm trying to watch a trailer so I can be ready for this podcast, and that makes me a bitch?
You think you should have done that before we're doing the intro? And
I don't want to talk about the trailer because I don't ever watch those. So I don't want to know what happened in the trailer.
Dude.
I fast-forwarded through that last night just to get to the last snippet where they talked about making the episode.
Half the people are dead.
I don't want to hear it.
What trailer are you watching? Were you watching?
Defenders. Game of Thrones.
A trailer for what?
The next episode.
Just that little at the end. The little blurb. On the season finale of Game of Thrones.
Any other co-host? Pete McCarthy. How you doing, Pete?
I'm doing great.
All right.
And the way, every time Travis acts like this, I want to cut his face off so I can wear it.
That is creepy. That's some creepy stuff. I don't know what you're talking about, but we might talk about it later.
We may. We may.
Yeah. So episode 79, like I said, I think we're going to bust this one out quick, but we'll see, because we have a tendency to ramble sometimes. It happens.
Yeah, we do.
But I'm pretty excited about our What's New little section we do here, because we got a box.
It's not the same box as we've been beating up for the last 10 or 12 years. This is a new, fresh box.
Ooh.
So
I don't know what I do with a fresh box.
So never did I think that us starting to give away prizes was going to end up equaling someone that we sent something to sending us prizes back.
Sending a box back.
Now, I have not opened this yet. My fear, though, is he actually sent us everything that we sent him back.
With a picture of his middle finger?
Yes.
Like, screw you guys. This sucks.
Mitchell McRoy.
Hold on. Let's do it live.
Let's do it live.
Courtney, would you mind?
Pete throwing curveball at us.
Box so, from, don't, we're good?
All right, just trying to...
Say the name again. Who's this from?
Mitchell McRoy.
Mitchell McRoy. Done. Starting live video.
Mitchell has been a fan for quite a while.
Mitchell has.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Are we live, Courtney? All right, welcome. Episode 79 of the My Wife is Gonna Kill Me podcast. Courtney, our producer behind the camera, your host, Stephen Bisciotti, co-host, Travis Bowles, I'm Pete McCarthy. We started a contest a few episodes ago to encourage people And by encourage, we mean bribe, to bribe people to listen to our show. We've been dropping a phrase, and if you listen to the podcast, you then message us the phrase. The first one to do that correctly wins a little prize. We ship them out something. Mitchell McRoy was one of the recent winners. He sent us back a box, and we're going to open it live on Facebook right now. And Travis, you got to turn the box so Courtney can get a good shot at what it says on the side.
Absolutely love that.
Absolutely.
So, what's it say, Peter?
Fragile, contains toys for grown men.
I didn't even notice that. There's a little jewel on the side of it.
It's a pinhole camera or something perverted.
We got the coolest. We got cool fans.
We do.
I think it's because we're cool. Nah. We get cool fans because we're cool.
You notice the seal is broken. That's only so we didn't have a big delay of cutting it open. We don't know what's in this box.
So opening.
Here we go. I'm excited. I'm a little
right
nervous.
On the top.
Ooh.
What? Ooh, Transformers.
Transformers.
Cool.
Regeneration 1, that's from Free Comic Book Day. That's an awesome picture of Optimus.
That is great art.
Yep.
Great art.
Followed by a piece of cardboard. Do you see? Do you recognize the writing on this? Do you recognize the writing?
I do not recognize the writing.
Okay.
That's Travis's handwriting.
Yes. So I wrote this on the box that I sent him, and I said, three reasons Pete dies first.
Oh, and he added to it?
He did. He doubled them.
I said fat, no one likes him, and three, he's stupid. He wrote, crossed out three.
Disassembles the box, mind you, yes. To reinsert that.
Cut this off. Wrote six reasons Pete dies first. The three, of course. Four, being choking on a toy.
Because Pete would eat it.
Five, making a smart-ass comment to the wrong person. And six, choking on convention food.
I don't want to assume anything about the future, but I'm going to add to that list, and I'm going to ship it out with the next toy. And you're going to be expected to send it back. So in a couple of months, we're going to have the top 100 reasons Pete's going to die before everybody else.
And the reason that whole thing
and they can't
is a
be
lie
replicated
is because Pete will never be unlazy enough to actually ship something out.
Well, you guys have to ship it, but I'll write it. So.
All right.
Ooh, I know what that is.
I have no
what
idea.
What is this, Peter?
It appears to be an alligator dolly.
Exactly.
Or I'm sorry, not a dolly, a Lazy Susan. What do you call that thing that Grandma had that the paper plate sat on the middle of the table?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And he's a doily.
What is it, Steve?
That is the bottom part of the Dragon Walker from He-Man.
Very true.
One of the coolest toys ever. Ooh! That is one of those, I don't even, wait. Has that been opened, or is it just...
I think it's been opened, but I'm pretty sure it's in there. No, it hasn't been opened.
No, it's sealed.
Okay.
It is sealed.
Nice.
So what is it? Tell the podcast people listening.
It's He-Man. I don't know what's the brand. They're blocks. It's like Legos.
Megablock,
but
isn't it?
Kubros. Megablock. It is a part of Megablocks. And it's a cool He-Man Lego kind of guy. It's not Legos, but Lego type thing where you make a He-Man guy.
Oh.
He's a pretty cool.
That picture on the side... This is primo for drawing penises, is it not?
That.
You could draw a penis right on there. Like it may be like a skeletal penis, like it's Skeletor.
Why don't you give it that?
Speaking of.
Ooh,
hey.
Skeletor.
Speaking of the penis.
Good art on the skeleton. Man, that is awesome.
It's a great Skeletor.
These are great. Oh. I like this guy. He's a Masters guy. Ooh.
Captain America.
Cap. Another one of my favorites. Was this box for me? Because
it might be.
Well, apparently all he had was insults for me, so about why I'm going to die. Going to get hit by a car because he's too fat and slow to move out of the way. He's too stupid to know it's coming.
I'll tell you, I have seen those put together, those Lego things.
Right, I have not.
They're
pretty fun.
They actually look really cool.
Yeah. Oop. We're going to have to... Who am I talking to? Who am I kidding? I'm going to have to put together.
Oh, what do you know?
Oh, the top of the Dragon Walker.
Top of the Dragon Walker.
So you got batteries in it? How heavy is it?
It's pretty heavy.
Turn the switch on. See if anything happens. Oh, yeah. Walk that bitch across the floor.
What the fuck?
You ever see this before, Pete?
No.
It's a feat in engineering. It is the awesomest thing in the world. Watch this. Boom. He-Man. Oh, it's skipping a little bit, but that's common. Yeah, it's awesome. It is walking across the floor. That is why He-Man ruled right there, Pete.
Yeah.
Seatbelt and everything.
Seatbelt and everything. It was moving pretty fast.
Yeah, so you don't want to fall out of that thing.
Right. You want to be super safe.
Okay, I know you love this, but yeah. What do you think Pearson would think of this?
Pearson loses his mind.
Yeah, he would think that's pretty damn cool.
And it's stupid. That is stupid.
And that's why He-Man
right.
is so popular.
Right.
Because we lost our minds over that stuff.
Yeah. It is awesome. Travis, ooh, Luke Skywalker.
No shit.
40th anniversary. 40th. Nice.
Ooh.
He's put some good stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
Hope we sent him something good. Was this one of yours?
Yeah.
Ooh.
A bunch of, we just cut up a bunch of newspapers. Here's a confetti party for you.
He has definitely outdone us.
Oh, hell yes.
Wow, yeah.
Without a doubt.
Anyone listening to this and wants to win our contest, don't expect this back.
No shit.
Wow. The 40th wave.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean, don't pay attention to the clearance stickers.
Oh, shit.
Still.
Yeah. That's how we buy them, too. All right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Is this like one of those?
Is there more in that box still?
There is.
This is like a Volkswagen with clowns getting out of it. You're like, how'd they fit them all in there?
It was so nice that you didn't say Mexican vans.
That's a Peter.
That's vintage, baby.
That's a Peter figure.
I love it.
A little barbecue.
I love it.
Yep. That is
a tight barbecue.
Oh, it's tight.
He's tight like a Twigger.
Oh, this definitely is for Steven, too.
What are those, mints?
Some kind of candy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, we can share.
I'm the one historically with the chronic halitosis, but that's all right.
Awesome. What is that? That's got to be for you. Yeah. Whatever's in there.
That's for me.
That's for you.
Hey, is it heavy? Does it have batteries in it? See if it'll vibrate across from the floor.
Ooh.
Oh, dibs.
Look at that.
Awesome.
That exceeded my hopes and dreams.
That's absolutely awesome.
Rob Yeoman says that his Taurus used to drive like that.
Like the Dragon Walker?
Yeah, the Dragon Walker.
I wish I had that Taurus. I want one big. Could you imagine if you made one big enough for a real person to sit in?
No, that'd be great.
Oh, my gosh.
The Cedar Point or Disney, something's got to have something similar to it. So.
Cool.
Man, Mitchell, that is absolutely awesome, dude. That's very, very cool of you to do that. So. I will tell you that I can pretty much guarantee, well, those Joes are going home with me, but the 40th stuff, we'll throw that into the fodder and share that stuff with the listeners, I would assume. Make those prizes, is my guess. Share
Travis
the wealth.
Travis is going to mark that up 200% and put it in his booth.
Well, we got it for free. So.
We're gonna put it on the black site, scalp the shit out of them, and just try to get all the haters, and then sit Kyle Moore on them. So. Thank you so much for listening and participating, Mitchell. We really appreciate it, man. So,
yep. Awesome.
And that box is cool enough to where I say whatever his time frame to wait to enter is up. He can re-enter again now. Because he sent us cool stuff. So, did you hear that, Mitchell? It is void. You can now start playing immediately. So, again, thank you very much. So,
awesome.
So keep listening. Keep listening to win. Again, check the episode. Sometimes it's in the middle. Sometimes it's at the end. Maybe sometimes it's going to be in the intro. You don't ever know. You got to listen to find out. So check it out. Make sure you Facebook message us. My wife is going to kill me. And let us know what that phrase is. And we'll ship you out a box of a bunch of shit that we didn't want. So for our producer, Courtney, Stephen Bisciotti, Travis Bowles, I am Pete McCarthy. And we'll see you in the toy aisle.
Awesome. That was cool. That was really cool.
Yeah, huge thanks to him, man. That's absolutely awesome.
That's neat.
Absolutely awesome.
Anything else you guys want to talk about? No?
All right. I think I'm ready to move on.
All right. I'm good.
We can move on.
I'm going to take this too, read with Pearson, if everybody's okay with that.
Yeah, do it,
okay.
Buddy.
Yeah. So. Heck yeah. That's going to be cool. Time for...
Any toy news? Nothing? No toy news?
Jeez, I guess I heard that the Horsemen extended their
like a day or something.
Just a day?
Yeah.
Wasn't too much. Okay.
I think it was just a day.
All right.
Did you get in? You
I had, did.
How many all-ins did you go?
I went four.
Four?
Wow. Two.
You got two with the wife's butt. Good for you, wife. Got the blessing over there.
Two, and so. I got some extra army builders.
Did you say thank you, Steven? You
know, oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I told her.
Right. Did you take it as a thank you, or was it like a...
All right, yeah.
I'm still kind of hoping that it goes through on my credit card. I'm pretty close to my limit, so I might actually be a little worried.
How many did you have? I got 2.5.
Yeah.
I got 2.5, yep. So that's what it would authorize.
I'll try. If it doesn't go, I got some you could buy.
Yeah, I might buy them at your marked up price. We'll see.
And you know, Courtney's no slouch. She's not going to let you not cut any slack on those.
No,
so.
She'll definitely pull a Heidi.
Perfect.
All right.
Well, thanks, UPS guy.
All right. Travis has a lot of stuff. Why don't we just get mine out of the way? Can my lovely wife, producer of the show, is going to get mine.
Oh, I hate to see you leave, but I love to watch you walk away, Courtney.
So, these are something new. Picked them up at the Whitehall here. The Walmart here in Whitehall. Obviously, I can never talk very well. I'm still holding up to that. But I found these. The Mega Constructs, Masters of the Universe, He-Man and Skeletor, like $5 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
Another He-Man I can put on my shelf. He's little, and another little Skeletor. These things are cool.
Yeah, I bought you a set of those, you and Jeremy a set. I was going to give you as gifts.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Now I'm not, but.
Right.
Well,
another for him and me. Yeah. We're going to start our own He-Man podcast.
You are?
Yeah.
I'll listen.
Yeah.
So, I don't think there's going to be any more Masters characters in these, which kind of sucks because they're kind of fun. For $4 a piece, this would be really collectible and just kind of...
Alien.
Why are you making that face? Like
They're too expensive.
You think $5 is too expensive for this?
Yeah. I mean, it's a miniature little Lego figure. I used to buy Kane Halo ones for $2 a piece, and now they're $5 too.
I just bought all the Turtles ones.
Yeah.
Next to nothing.
Yeah. On clearance or something.
Well, these probably will be next to nothing, too.
Maybe. We'll see. There's people getting pissed because they're scalping the shit out of them on the Masters groups.
They are?
Oh, yeah. People are asking like $50 for them.
Jeez.
For a set. It's stupid. You know?
I haven't even noticed that because I haven't heard anybody having a hard time getting these.
Oh. Well, if you got a Walmart buy it, you can find them.
Man, who doesn't have a Walmart buy them?
Exactly.
So,
true.
Opening up the He-Man right now, just real quick. And I'm going to just check out his... He's quite articulated.
Where's his gun?
He-Man doesn't have a gun. What are you talking about? Dang, he bends at the
elbow.
Cool
he did,
bends at the shoulders. This guy's pretty... This is pretty cool. His little gauntlets are removable. It's a neat little sculpt. I think they're fun. And, we can move on.
Can I open this one?
Can if you want.
Courtney wants to open Skeletor.
Oh, she wants to open.
He's going to move, like, just try to move the arm, and it's just going to shatter into 1,000 pieces in those big old meat pockets.
Oh,
he's got.
I got a good story for you guys.
What?
You got another one? Come on, where's your next toy?
No, I don't.
You're done?
This is it for me.
My turn?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. I went on a pick yesterday, and...
Is this the one you were telling me about?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, and this is in our Toy Trader group, a guy posted, hey, I want to sell my collection. You know, it's decent size, like $5,000, something like that. No pictures. So I think no one, I don't think anyone replied to him.
Right.
I don't think a single person sent him a message. So I sent him a message and said, you know, hey, I'm interested. What do you got? And we go back and forth for about 3 weeks. And all my fault. He was on the other side of the state. It's a 3-hour drive. And I just was trying to line it up with delivering Kenny some stuff. I delivered Kenny some 12-inch G.I. Joe vehicles, some really cool stuff that I had picked up. And because I was able to do that, I lined it all up so I could, you know, drop that off, go over there. Well, I threw out a message, and I knew you guys are both busy. So I threw it out in our you know, small little group of see if anybody wanted to go. I had a couple people interested, Matt and Rob and Kyle, you know, pretty much jumped in and said, yeah, dude, I'm in. So
you had Rodriguez and Yeomans and
Kyle.
More all with you? That's awesome.
No. Only one.
Oh.
I could only take one person.
Oh.
Because of fear of needing the whole backseat.
Right.
You know, for... and it was one of those where Matt's like, let me see if I can line it up. And Rob was like, if you can't get anybody else, I might be able to go. And Kyle said, yeah, I could go.
Cool.
So we go, drop all the stuff off, go to this guy's house. It's always, you know, it's one of those weird ones. The dude would not send me more pictures. And I pretty much this last week, I go, hey, you know, it would be great if you could just send me some more pictures. Because he pretty much said to me, because I told him, hey, I will buy a large lot. But if I buy a large lot, I got to buy it at 40 to 50% off. I mean, that's what it's got to be. And he goes, yeah, 50% sounds fair. So I'm like, okay, he's reasonable, you know. So I'm like, well, what can he send me some pictures? Well, he sends me very little, and it's mostly pictures of boxes.
It's mailers, if I remember correctly. It was what
there was some
stacked cardboard boxes.
Yes, right. Yes. So, I'm kind of struggling with it. But so anyway, on Friday, I send him, hey, I'm coming Sunday. Is there any way you could send me some more pics? This is his response. Tell me what you guys think. Nope. It's one of those things. You could come and see what I have, and we can work out a deal. I'm not going to spend 2 hours tearing through to take pictures. I honestly was on the fence about selling them. Don't need the money anymore like I did 3 weeks ago. If you're interested and want to come take a look, great. If not, I'm cool with that also.
Wow.
What do you think?
I think that I'd be like, I probably wouldn't have went. I probably would have said, he's already, he doesn't need the money. I mean, now if I was looking for myself maybe, but if I was looking to flip, I'd be getting the vibe that, nah.
Peter, what do you think?
Yes, on a solo trip, but you're going to be there over there anyways. You might as well swing by. That's how I look at it.
And that's exactly what it came down to. I totally was feeling the same vibe that Steve had. But I was like, you know what? I'm taking these figures over.
If Kenny would have said, hey, man, something came up. I got to go out of town for work. Then I would have called this guy up and said, hey, plans fell through. If it works out next time, whatever. And I wouldn't have sweat it.
Yep. So I show up and I get there and knock on the door. This 60-year-old man comes to the door with some chihuahuas barking like crazy. Yeah. And I go, hey, I'm here to meet Tom. Oh, yeah. Go back to the garage. He's in the basement. Okay.
In the basement of the garage?
So we go into the garage, and same 60-year-old dude pops his head out the door and goes,
hi, I'm Tom.
That would be funny. That's
so good. What the heck? So you met Tim. It's my twin brother. We inherited this house from my mother when he killed her.
He's downstairs. Come on in, guys. Okay. So I'm walking down the steps going, I'm glad I brought Kyle.
Right.
But I'm even more glad I brought my gun.
Right.
Because this dude don't even meet us at the door.
Right.
You know, his dad, you know, I'm assuming it's a dad.
How many banks of monitors did he have? Like, I just imagine you going in and it's like all, it's just, and there's an old converted ping pong table that's nothing but like RPG.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And
so we get down into the basement, walk in. Hey, I'm Tom. Nice guy. Really friendly. I swear to God, Eric Brink's twin brother. With
really?
Still having hair.
No shit.
His ginger twin brother.
That's awesome.
So we start talking to him. He brings me over to this pile of stuff. And the pile is smaller than what it was originally when I saw this. And not crazy, but you know, it was probably 8 boxes where it was 12 before. You know, big Lowe's packing boxes. And he goes, yeah, I moved some stuff out that I decided I don't want to sell. I'm like, okay, sounds good. Let's just start looking. He goes, yeah, just go ahead and dig. So I start digging, and you guys know how I do this. I make a pile that anything in that pile is over $10, okay? And I move all this stuff into that pile, and then I count that pile. Right. And I was up over 100 items. And
wow.
So 100 items are over 10 bucks. And so that's $1,000, you know, easy. And I say to him,
now, when you say, just to get it clear for the listeners, when you say over 10 bucks, you can sell them for over 10 bucks or they're going to cost you 10 bucks?
I could sell them for over $10, and I'm talking $10 to $100.
Right, yeah, this is stuff that's could be 50, 60, could be 15.
But it's guaranteed I will sell it at $10. Right. So a great example, Star Wars Black 6-inch figure. I don't care which one it is. I'm selling it for $10 guaranteed.
Right.
Now, I might sell for $20. I might sell for $25. I might sell for $40. But $10, I could for sure out the door. So I count all this, so I get up to 100, and there's more to count. But I go, all right, what do you think? And he goes, now I'll tell you, originally he told me he had $5,000 worth of stuff. So I'm like, this dude's going to be looking for $2,500. Move that stuff out, his stuff that he wanted to keep. So this is just this other stuff, and it's all good stuff. It's stuff I'm interested, stuff we'd be interested in. And he goes, how about $900?
For your pile or for everything?
For my pile, but also everything that's over there. So it's stuff, there's $5 stuff, there's $7 stuff. There's, okay. But it's everything that's in that room. And I'm like, oh yeah,
at that point, did you do the, what do you got to have for everything sitting here?
No, that was everything sitting there.
That was for it all.
$900 was for everything sitting there. Not his pile of stuff that he's keeping him for him.
I specifically asked that.
And he said yes.
$900, I said, for the pile you set aside or for everything?
And he said for everything.
And you said for everything.
Yeah.
Instead, and that's the $5, the $7, that's everything.
Listeners, do you see what we deal with Pete?
So I go, okay, let's take a look at the stuff you don't want to sell. And he goes, there's some stuff in there that I just won't sell, but there is some stuff that money talks.
Yeah, if the price is right kind of deal.
Exactly. So I go, well, do you mind if I just look through it? And he says, yep, but anything Halo, don't take it. And he had a lot of video game stuff, a lot, which I'm going to tell you right now, if you're out buying lots, video game toys sell like crazy.
Yep.
They sell like crazy.
They do.
The Rick pick, I couldn't believe that shit.
And it's limited run stuff. They just don't make a ton. Right. You know, it's not a Hasbro, G.I. Joe, or Marvel Legend. They don't make thousands upon thousands. So
when's the last time you saw a non-detailed video game figure?
True.
They do them right.
Yeah, they do them right.
Those God of War figures had.
Oh, God, incredible. Dude, so awesome. I still kick myself to this day for not setting he never would have noticed the whole set missing. He had so much shit.
I had no idea. So I start going through that stuff, and I just picking stuff out that I like and putting it on a table. And I say to him, okay, so this whole table here, you know, what are you thinking? And he goes, why don't you just throw a number at me? Now, I want you to think about this. What I put on this table is Square Enix, Play Arts, Kai, sorry, Play Arts. So there's Play Arts, there's, what is not SH Figure Arts, but the other, Mafex.
Mm-hmm.
Mafex, some other high-end stuff. Reveltech.
Ooh.
112. I put all this stuff on the table, and he goes, you know, what are you thinking? And I go, okay, 900 gets me that room. Okay, it gets me everything in that room. How about 1300 for everything here, you know, including what I'd put on this table? And he goes, oh, wow, hey, oh. I mean, he goes, well, would you do 1400? And I'm like, yep. I'll do 1400.
And in the back of my mind, I'm going, don't react. Just, I can do 14.
Yeah.
And versus, I would have done 18. Here's my money.
Exactly. And I actually, on this stuff, I think the stuff on the table, when I threw in another $500, $400 originally, and he wanted five, that stuff was well worth that. I mean, it was well worth it. The fact that he gave me such a good deal on the $900 stuff, I'm like, I will pay.
Right.
I'll pay this.
Right.
You know, and so just like that, man, we loaded it up, took it out. We're halfway home, and Kyle's like, dude, because neither one of us actually even looked at everything.
Right.
It was like this really fast, you know, kind of how we roll thing. Right. And Kyle's like, I want to pull a box up here, and can I start going through boxes? And we can make that work. So there was a bunch of totes, just had a shitload of loose stuff in it. And it's weird stuff, video game stuff, but also like Marvel Legends Wolverine, Thanos Select figure. I mean, a really good stuff too, you know. But he pulls out this female figure, and he kind of starts playing with it and breaks the leg right off.
Oh, Kyle. So
he goes, oh, my God, I just pulled a Steven.
That's perfect.
Oh, geez. Why is it me now?
That's perfect.
That's ridiculous.
He goes, I am so sorry, dude. I go, dude, don't worry about it. The loose figures, I didn't even count them. Right. When I added all that shit up, I didn't even count that stuff. And I'm like, don't worry about it. I said, if it's a $20 figure, I'm throwing it in the garbage. If it's a $70 figure, we're sending it to Chris Middlecamp, and right. we're going to try and get that shit fixed, right. you know. And so he goes online and sells for like $10. So it was no big deal, you know. But
or we'll send it to Steven, and have him break the other leg. And then we got, at least then it'll be, you know,
yeah,
equal.
Paraplegic. So I want to show you some of the stuff I got in this.
Gosh, I'm seeing stuff already I kind of like.
And I didn't bring everything. Okay, no, but you know, I bought just a few interesting pieces. I had never seen this one before. This is an Indiana Jones Figma figure. And I think Figma is just below SH Figure Arts on almost every single figure. There is a few of them, though, that are pretty nice. So I'm passing that around.
Is this from a specific movie or no?
Yeah, that would be from Indiana Jones. It's a real popular thing. It had Harrison Ford in it in the early 80s. There was a whole run.
Listeners, do you see what we deal with?
Jesus. You think is this Indiana Jones figure from anything? Was there anything like to back this? Maybe a movie, a cartoon? Was there something going on with that?
I just thought it was retro Han Solo.
Okay.
So. Young Travis? Dave's,
yes.
Is there any accessories in here that would make you believe that this particular figure was from a certain movie of the franchise?
I saw Raiders it from over the there, Ark, and I can tell you,
Temple
yes.
Temple of Doom.
It's so, Raiders of the Lost
I'm not Ark. Talking to you. I
well,
thought we
you
made
should.
That clear.
Maybe you should once in a while.
I hate to say
I
this.
I didn't know if that was the Crystal Skull. Maybe it was from the new one.
I'll have to defer to Steven on this okay. because
I don't know then.
I don't care.
I don't care enough. So, what else you get, Trav? Fuck Steven.
Actually, now that I see this, I can answer your question.
He was wrong.
I don't want to know.
He was wrong, Peter.
It looks like they did this so you could set it up with either. It's got the little gold head guy that he is from the very beginning of Raiders of the Lost Ark. And then it's got
Temple of Doom.
Temple of Doom. And it's got the, what do they call that? The Holy Grail.
I don't know.
As well. The Holy Grail from Last Crusade.
I've never heard of the movie, so I don't know.
I don't know. Whatever.
So,
anyways,
what do you think about that figure, Steven?
I was looking at the accessories. Let me see real quick.
I'm sorry. Figma is terrible at showing what they've got in the package.
The
plastic on those really does not give you a good look as to what's going on in there.
Yep.
I like the. It looks like they got a pretty cool wash on the pants. I like the pants. The uniform really looks good. His face, he looks like he's 20 years older than he should. Mm-hmm. But
what kind of job does he have? What uniform is that?
That's right here.
Yeah.
That is your explorer uniform or your archaeologist
when you get your PhD in archaeology, you get a uniform? Is that how that works?
That's pretty sweet.
So this is already sold.
Yeah.
To who?
Kyle Moore.
Ah.
Yeah.
You realize that he doesn't even like you? But he just knows he gets first dibs on shit.
Yeah. That,
and he catches you when you're
that's
on.
That's why he went.
You're coming off that high of you just stole a bunch of shit from this guy, and he's going to get it from you for great prices.
If it wasn't sold to him, I think I could have got it sold for you.
Oh, yeah. Tom Piazza would have loved this. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, but Kyle, it's one of those things. He helped, and, you know.
Right.
So I let him get first dibs. And then next, and this is where, of course, it gets really interesting. There was 3 1-12 figures in there, and one was Batman in his armor, which is a ridiculously high dollar figure, which kind of surprised.
There's a lot of mutants out there that enjoy DC.
I love Batman.
They've got a pretty good fan base. Yep. So
then there was another Batman. I think it's just Batman not armored. You know.
You had me excited.
What about the Adam West version? Was there one of those?
No.
With the fake shark on his leg?
And then there was this bad boy, which is the 1-12 Punisher.
Punisher.
And this figure is probably one of the few that I was really interested in from 1-12. But I don't even know if I didn't buy it in a big lot like this, and I never would have bought it.
But this
that's a figure of opportunity for you. That's not one you necessarily seek out. But if you were cruising a show, right? If you were cruising a show and you saw it and it was where you wanted it to be, you'd snatch it up, kind of deal.
Exactly. Now I'm going to pass this around. I know Steven has probably got a chubby right now over this, but it is looking at this figure. It's absolutely beautiful.
It's fucking incredible.
It's amazing. And
man, 3-4 years from now, when he opens this, Steven, we're really going to enjoy looking at that thing.
Are you going to keep this?
I think I am going to keep that.
How would you not keep that?
You know, the money's obviously the root of why I do this is to fund so I could keep my own stuff. And right. You're right. How could I not keep it when I can actually break it down and say I got this at such a great price because of buying a large lot? But I really still, and you know, I got bills that I got to pay, and so I'll see. I got to figure it out. You know, it's absolutely amazing. So, what do you think? What do you think it's going for?
Oh, was this an exclusive?
You know,
there was an exclusive. I don't know if this is it.
There is an exclusive, but I don't think is it.
I don't know. I'm gonna just take a crack and say this is it's Punisher. I know it was wildly popular. It's a $200 figure.
I was gonna say 100 and a quarter.
I don't know. I didn't look it up yet. So.
Oh jeez. I thought there was gonna be some resolution to that.
Gosh. I do know that the variant one, whatever the exclusive was, I think that one is like $300.
Yeah.
I don't think that's this one. So. But it's still, to me, a six inch figure for $100 is kind of crazy. But I know that you've been very impressed.
Yeah, especially with the Daredevil.
Yeah.
The Daredevil is my favorite.
Really?
So far. Yeah. I mean, I might think differently if I saw it were to see that out of package. It's hard to tell. But
someday.
Someday.
Maybe.
Thought you were gonna sell it to me, but now you're all getting handsy and greedy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how dare you go buy stuff and then for yourself and keep it?
You know,
it's bullshit.
I just do want to say, Steven, you know, Kyle did get to pick whatever he wanted out of that lot because he was my wingman.
You mean, what do you mean by pick? Like, Daniel's son, choose?
No, no, he paid for it.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Oh.
But I mean, if you would have been my wingman and said, hey, I want that 112, I mean, I don't know how I say no. I mean, I don't.
I would love to be your wingman. One day it'll happen again. Now. All right. Well, cool. Pete, you got nothing? Oh, Travis got more.
I'm not done.
Travis isn't done yet.
Now, this is not from that pick. There's a lot of stuff that I'm still going through on that pick. But this was from the New Jersey Comic Con. Or not, no, New Jersey Toy Show. And this was a Virtue and Hacks exclusive to the New Jersey Toy. I can't remember. I think it's just New Jersey Toy Show. But they always do an exclusive figure. And this red blasted Land Orc was the figure that they did there. The ones that they didn't sell, they put up on eBay. And one of our listeners was nice enough to send us the link and say, hey, go get them. And I jumped all over it.
And man,
130 to 300 on that Punisher.
Isn't that crazy?
And the exclusive can be even higher than that.
Absolutely nuts.
Pretty cool. That's a cool figure.
Yeah.
I could customize the shit out of that into a He-Man guy. Look at those boots and the loincloth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Anthony. Anthony sent us that link.
Nice.
Yep.
It's too bad you're getting out of 3 3/4. This is pretty awesome.
He sure is.
He has bought more 3 3/4
since he was getting out. Yeah. Yeah.
Not true.
So
not true.
Yeah, yes it is. No. It's absolutely true.
No, no, he was buying the $10 figures, now he's buying the $20, $30 ones.
$30
figures. He might be buying less. He's spending more money on them though.
Yeah.
It is an amazing looking figure though.
It is very cool.
And actually that whole wave.
The accessories. Those accessories, those helmets, and
yeah,
I mean, every one of them is just pure badassery.
Yeah, so good. They really have been knocking it out of the park.
Yeah.
And
if it wasn't for Mythic Legions,
Right.
I'd probably be
this in. This is what I would be buying.
I'd be into that shit.
Yep. But
all over
to
that.
To me, Mythic Legions is the superior, and mostly because of scale for me, but they're awesome. It's absolutely amazing. All right, that's it for me.
That is it for Travis.
I got a new PlayStation controller today.
Oh.
That's great.
I did.
How come you need one?
I wanted another one. I only had two.
Oh, okay.
So I'm trying to get to four, but $65 stings.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Know? So I'm cruising the shelf today at Meijer, and there's one row of controllers, red one, which is I wanted a red one because I like red, and on sale for $44.99. I'm like, you know what? $20 off. I'm like, that's a deal. I'm gonna do it. Here's the kicker: when my wife bought my PlayStation, the additional controllers were $15 a piece, and I'm like, why did you not buy six of them, honey? Well, I didn't know how many you needed, and I probably should have. So, at any rate, so I pick it up. I get to the self-checkout. Boop, $64.99. So I flag the lady down. She comes over. And, yep, I mean, I got to call back and check. That's too much money for me to just do here. I said, hey, no problem. Take your time. She calls back there, and apparently somebody just put the red one on the wrong peg. So they honor it for me. But she said it's only the white ones that are on sale.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, then I'm going back to get a white one, too.
Right.
I didn't today, but I'm going to go back this week, and if they've got any, I'm going to grab. Because then I'll have four, then I can, you know, play with all three of the kids and what have you.
Yep.
So, But
white's pretty badass.
I do. I like the white as well.
The white is, mine is white. Kane's got a red one.
Yep. What, just kind of on that note, are you still playing Fallout pretty heavy?
I haven't been able to play for quite a while. I mean, just had a busy weekend, so it's been a while since I got to play. But I will. I'm not done. I'm not even close to done. I'm not where you are.
I think my ship has sailed.
Yep.
So
totally get that.
Wow. Turned to Far Cry today.
Enjoying it?
So far.
Cool.
I finally learned how to do all the buttons on Fallout, so that's fun. Because now I'm trying to relearn how to do them on Far Cry.
I hate that part.
I tried The Witcher first, and the third person, I'm not.
Yeah.
And it's all swords. Like, there's no guns. Like, I can't figure it out.
Totally get it.
But, awesome.
All right. We got anything to talk about reading-wise?
I've read three books in the last week and a half, but I'm on a novel kick right now. I'm getting through all my authors, so.
The Stand?
Nice.
What?
Yeah, did you ever finish
The Stand?
Fuck no. Not even close.
All right, then. That's going to take us to TV's, movies, and trailers. And we need to discuss the fact that The Defenders has hit on Netflix. We are not going to spoil anything. Pete hasn't seen... You haven't even started it. Pete's actually in the middle of...
Iron Fist
right now. So. But me and Travis are pretty close to the same spot in this. And Travis, what are your thoughts? How are you enjoying The Defenders so far?
I'm really enjoying it. I feel like they're doing a good job bringing them all together and explaining why the story, how they've all been brought together. So that, I think it's good. I think it's been well written. I think they do a very good job of kind of, in my opinion, making Danny not such a whiny bitch, which has made me happy, because I love the Iron Fist character. I'm enjoying it. I've seen some people on Facebook giving it, you know, like 5 out of 10, and talking about how slow it was. I've really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So I guess I don't know where that's coming from.
Yeah, there's a lot of setup for this. It's a big story.
Yep.
And they're, I think, like you said, I agree with you. They're having things come together rather nice. I can follow it. It makes pretty much good sense. Too slow. I don't know. I kind of don't agree with it. I think that they did a good job of, like I said, setting up the story. And when the action starts to rumble, it goes. And I think it's pretty cool. It's pretty fun to watch them interact with each other. I think one of the funniest things that I noticed about it is, like, Luke Cage has banged like all the chicks.
Yes.
does he have good sex scenes in The Defenders? Because I want to see him rock Jessica Jones' world again.
He's got one okay sex scene.
Is there any more like in the first one where it was, you know, where, according to Courtney?
No?
Okay.
We haven't finished it yet. So
that will forever be the favorite look that your face makes is when you brought that up.
But it's pretty cool. I mean, geez, he bumps into Misty. Been there.
Yep.
Bumps into Jessica. Hit that.
Yeah.
Bumps into the night and
is he banging
Claire.
Is he banging Hellcat yet?
No.
Because that would be a pretty good
give
one.
Him time.
Yeah, give him time. And they're all cool with
him. Has he banged Claire too?
Yeah.
Is that his one from this, from Defenders?
And, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, little tiny spoiler, not a big deal. But I think it's cool is that he's banged
all
these chicks.
I'll still watch it a few times.
Yeah.
He's banged all these chicks, and they're all cool with him. Yeah. You know, hey, how you doing? They're leaving it open for a rematch.
Yeah. Well, that's you know, it's the modern day woman. And I'd hit that.
Which one of them? Well,
all
any
of them.
Of them.
I'd hit Luke Cage in an instant.
No, Luke.
Yeah.
Luke. I'm talking Luke.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's gorgeous.
He's pretty cool.
God, I
like his character.
I love Luke. I absolutely still, though, I love Jessica. I think she's so funny.
Really?
Yes. I think she's just a bitch.
I wonder if she ever washes those jeans. She's always wearing those.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of course, they're probably not the same jeans.
Right.
But it's always the same outfit. It's like, okay, leather jacket.
You know how much
jeans,
money
scarf.
That women spend to have that outfit look
the
like
exact
that?
Same, the exact same jeans.
Like, those are $185 buckle jeans that she bought to look like she bought them at Goodwill.
So stupid. No, but.
The point with, and I want to make this real quick because this goes back to something that Steven had said, and you brought up Danny being a whiny bitch.
Yeah.
Well, in Iron Fist, you talked about the inconsistency in his fighting. So we're watching the episode today. He's in the semi. Spoiler alert, I guess, if you guys haven't watched Iron Fist. If you haven't, you're stupid like me, so here it is. He's in the back of the semi, finds the chemist. There's like a bodyguard, if you will, and as he's getting his ass kicked, Danny Rand is getting his ass kicked. Amanda goes, I thought he could fight. And then Chloe goes, yeah, Dad, didn't he beat up a bunch of guys with hatchets? I said, yes. Yes, he did, honey. In a hallway. You know what I mean? But yeah, he's struggling with this one guy in the back of a moving truck.
Yeah.
I said, and I was like, it probably has something to do with the plane crash. Something to do with the pressure change. His equilibrium's off. So the truck was moving. That's why he couldn't fight. And I'm like, no, it's just written poorly, sweetheart. It's just written poorly. But it's cool to see the Chinese girl. I can't
Colleen.
Remember.
Colleen.
And she's still one of my favorite parts.
And she just, you finally saw that 180 in her. She finally went from, okay, yes, whatever. Now she sees what he can do coming out of that truck. So that's a turning point for me in Iron Fist, which I thought was cool. But so I just thought it was funny that both my wife and daughter picked up on that. And it was something that you guys had kind of told me was coming.
Yeah,
and
so funny.
So,
yeah.
I was prepared for it, again, because you guys warned me, but it was cool to see them notice that same stuff.
Yep. So yeah, if you're on the fence, I kind of think that the people that listen to the show, if they're into Marvel and they have Netflix, they're going to watch it regardless.
Oh, yeah.
You should check it out.
For sure.
It's going to be fun. Daredevil, he's my favorite. I always liked him. I still love him. And
are we getting a good dose of Foggy in Defenders?
Foggy's definitely in there, you know, but he's...
Because I love Foggy. I just do.
You know, I think they're doing a good job of...
I'm sorry. I love Fulton from the Mighty Ducks. So
they're doing a good job of including all those auxiliary characters for all the different ones.
Cool.
So, cool.
Have we seen the... Well, no spoilers. But have we seen the Kingpin in Defenders yet?
Okay. I can... Yeah.
All right. No spoilers. I just love Vincent D'Onofrio.
I will tell you this, that if we see him in it, I will be very excited.
Me too.
So... Yeah. All right. Anything else we need to do?
I wanted to talk real quick. Travis, we went and saw The Hitman's Bodyguard.
Oh, yeah.
Which I thought was great. I mean, I really enjoyed it. So.
Yeah.
All right. Time to do the giveaway.
You
mostly
didn't hear
because
it, he had headphones on.
So. Mostly because Pete's story was boring as shit.
Right.
I'm just going to talk about a movie that no one cares about.
Yeah.
But
it's a pretty good movie.
No, nobody cares about it, Trey. So. Like that one, what's the guy with the one Harrison Ford movie that nobody's heard of? So where he has his archaeologist uniform on. So.
All right. Time to do a giveaway.
And we're going to do a little bit different this time. Still going to get a box full of some stupid shit and maybe something good, maybe. We'll see. So the reward will be definitely on par with what it has been, but the rules are going to change a little bit. So, Pete, tell them what the rules are.
The rules are, instead of Facebook messaging us the phrase, as we have been for a few weeks, we're going to push this week one step further. What you need to do is you need to share the Facebook page to your friends and family. And as the caption, you need to put, "Man, I cannot understand how these guys' wives stomach being with them." And that's all it's got to say. And then people will click the link. They'll enjoy the podcast just like you do. And of all of the people that do that, all the names will be thrown in a hat and we will draw one out. This isn't a race. We'll give it a good 4 or 5 days for people to do it, because this is one that we want to try to generate a lot of buzz. We want more people to hear us, and we want to get out to more listeners. So we're asking for your help, the loyal listeners. So,
and we're kind of bribing you for it, to be honest.
We're not kind of, we are straight up bribing you.
And I think that if they even shared in a group, I'd say that qualifies too.
But it cannot be Michigan Toy Traders. You can't share it, Michigan Toy Traders. That's Bush League.
Sounds good.
So,
yeah. And I'm gonna make something we didn't talk about, but I think the guys will be on board with this rule that for this type of contest, if you have won before, you're in. You can win.
Yep. Everybody's
your name
in.
Goes in the hat, yep. Just like anybody else's.
And I would also throw in, because of the specialty of this, throw in the guests. They've got friends. They can share it on theirs as well. So your Kyles, your Joe Crazy Bills, if you're in the crew, you can participate in this one as well. Your gift is probably either A, going to not show up, or be bullshit if you win, but you can participate as well. So
awesome.
And this is not going to be an every week deal. This is kind of a one, and then we'll go back to the old style. But, and I will not repeat the phrase because I don't remember it verbatim because Steven put me on the spot. So you heard it that one time. You'll have to rewind it a couple times to hear it, but that's the phrase. And it must be in the body. Again, share it. That's your little message you put. And let people know how much you enjoy listening to us. So,
awesome. Well, good luck, and thank you in advance.
Yes.
All right, back to your little movie you were talking about.
How about last week's winner?
Oh, you did forget to do that. Good. I'm so glad.
We didn't. We remembered. You forgot.
I think he's the best host the host could have this week because he forgot that. The winner of last week's contest was Bo Curley.
Bo Curley. Bo Curley's been with us a bit.
Yes.
He
so he's been loyal. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
I like that we're rewarding longevity.
I like that,
that's
too.
Right. So, so you get a hold of us and tell us where to ship.
Or maybe even the fact that he listened. Yeah, for listeners who are just getting on now, Steve, we forgot to do this in the last podcast. So Steve added it at the end. So, like, the outro music played. It was at the end of the podcast, so you had to sit through 2 hours of
the
podcast.
Gave it a little couple seconds of silence before I hit
right to the bitter, like a hidden track on an old CD.
Well, that's
like 7 Mary 3 American Standard. If you listen to that, I'm just kidding. That's not true.
Like the Marvel movie.
So, that's yeah, that's the Steve said, which I thought was pretty cool. It's kind of like the Marvel movie.
Well, that's something I'd been wanting to do. I'd planned to do that at some point anyway, so it was no big deal.
Yeah,
it's cool.
Fun.
What are you laughing at?
Right.
No, your insight is incredible.
Oh,
so
I know. Stick with me.
We appreciate you.
Stick with me. I'll make you a star. All right. Oh. So, and this is the time when Gary Rickleman, it's time for you to turn us off for a little while and scroll ahead. We're going to put it in the, we're going to try to put the times in the description if you want to just, you know, look at that. But we are going to talk about the three of ours favorite TV show that's on right now, Game of Thrones. Spoilers.
I don't agree with that.
What?
It's not my favorite show that's on right now. It's my favorite freaking show
ever.
I mean, it is just the everything that goes into this show is just top freaking notch. I mean, from it just There's nothing. You know, we talk about shows, we talk about TV, we talk about all this stuff. There's always something we can find to bitch about. This actor or this scene or this costume or this writing or that. I cannot find anything to bitch about with Game of Thrones. It's all flawless.
Here come the spoilers.
Yes. I have to say, I told this to my brother today. I literally could have watched an entire episode last night of those guys just walking through the snow. That was so fucking great.
The dialogue was fantastic.
Oh, awesome. So well written.
Oh, yeah.
Tormund, I love that redheaded ginger. I absolutely love him.
He's just great. Just great.
Were you panicking when it looked like he was going to die?
I was.
I was. Yeah. I was too. Oh, so you have met her. To the Hound, you know? I just, you know, talking about, I prefer, you know, out here, with her, not a woman, you know, 100 miles here. Oh, you got to make do, you know? I just.
I'm going to make babies with her. Yes. Big, giant babies that will rule the world.
He is so cool. He's such a knucklehead. You know, he's simple. He just wants to kick some ass.
Yeah. Well, I love too. I mean,
in the cold,
they had each. You know, there was each conversation in that. There was a lot of great meaning, and he had that conversation with John, where John's like, you know, she wanted me to bend the knee, and he pretty much told him,
yeah,
bend the knee,
Mance Raider,
yeah,
or Mance Raider.
He said the king of the free folk he refused to bend the knee, and look what his pride got him.
Yeah,
you know. Yep. But I think one of my absolute favorite lines were, you know, it's how you stay warm up here, walking. Fighting and fucking.
Yeah.
I was like, that's so good. But it was cool how they paired up different characters.
Yes.
Conversations. The whole with Joron Marmont and Jon Snow about the sword.
So good.
You know, the stuff with the Lord of Light, the stuff with the Hound. I mean, the dialogue was just so well written. Like I said, I could have just watched an hour of them taking digs and being snarky and just, you know. So, but fantastic. As soon as they said... hey, bears don't have blue eyes. At that point, you knew what was coming. And everybody kind of figured what was coming,
yeah.
You know, what that was going to be.
Yeah.
But as soon as he said that, I was like, oh, it's on, man.
Wow.
You know, there are some things about this episode that bothered me.
Okay.
Obviously. One, as great as the interaction was and the premise was just dumb. The eight of us are going to go out and catch a white. That really, it seems so dumb to me.
Well, John said it was a bad idea.
Yes. I mean,
in the end.
And it was, you know, it was kind of out of desperation.
And
you know?
I get that too, but it still just seems so dumb.
But even the writers, if you watch that snippet after the previews where they talk about it, even they said, okay, how do we get these guys to a point to where all of the walkers are there and it makes it feasible that they don't die right away.
Yeah.
You know, so they had to consciously think about, okay, shit, they're out. We're going to do this with them.
Yep.
What are we going to do? And that was where they came up with the idea of the island and the ice.
Yeah.
You know,
which is cool,
which was cool. But again, the kind of hey, we may have gone down a weird path. How do we fix it?
Yep.
You know, and I thought they did a freaking great job with that. You know,
people are not happy with the whole Gendry run back, get a raven to Dragonstone aspect of the story.
Well, because the whole thing must be happening like a mile away from the wall.
Yeah, and not only that, the raven must fly
pretty fast.
Pretty damn fast, because it all, I mean, it's a day. You know, they fall asleep, they wake up. I mean, so we're talking 24 hours.
Yeah,
You know, and
it shows you how fast dragons are.
Well, it shows you how fast ravens are.
Well, the raven had to get to her.
The dragon doesn't surprise me. I have no problem with the dragon making that distance quickly. That didn't bother me at all. But even with all that, I still, and I understand why people are upset about it, but I'm still like, but we needed it to happen to get this cool, you know, event that happened.
They couldn't be on that island for 2 weeks.
No.
You know, that's just not feasible.
No.
And the way the Hound throws that rock, and then as soon as he said shit, I had no idea why. Like, I didn't get it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I realized, oh, shit, he just demonstrated to them that the ice is frozen back over.
Yes.
You know? And it didn't even click as to why he's... I was like, he said shit because he didn't make it.
Yeah.
The last rock he threw hit that guy in the face.
Yeah.
You know? And I was like,
he said, why'd he say shit?
He threw the rock, hit the walker in the jaw.
Yeah, saw, yep.
And he threw the second rock and it fell short. And he goes, shite or fuck. Or he said something. And I'm like, I didn't understand why he said that. And then,
why do you think he said that?
Well, he knows why. He's explaining. I know why now.
In the moment, I thought, I'm like, why did he say that? I'm like, because the rock didn't make it.
Oh, okay.
And then the walker looks down, and basically he gave away the fact that they could walk to them now.
Yeah.
But like I said, I kind of sat there boggled for a minute, like, well, why did he say that?
Well, here's something that I picked up on right away that was kind of stupid. It's like, why? It's cold as shit. There's no reason for that ice to be melting. Anyways, for it to break on them to begin with, there was no reason.
No.
Why would it?
It was thin.
I think weight is why it usually breaks, but...
Okay, so you're in the freaking north, north of the wall, mm-hmm. and the six guys or eight guys...
ice would have been 4 foot thick.
...started cracking when they walked on it?
Right.
Seriously?
Right. It's early in winter, though, so maybe it just hadn't had a good freeze yet.
I mean, I get it. I'm not bitching. I'm just.
But that's
it's but just stuff that kind of stuck out to me.
But we really struggle. We really have to dig to nitpick. That to me is impressive. You know what I mean? So.
Well, there's a great reward for putting your common sense to the side, and saying, okay, I guess I got to kind of just take that as it comes because they're gonna show me some cool shit now.
Right.
And they do. They show you some cool shit.
At what point did you guys know the dragon was going to become a White Walker?
I've kind of thought that was going to happen for a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
I had a suspicion that something like that was going to happen a few episodes ago, and I don't remember why. I believe you and I talked about it at breakfast.
Yeah.
And I thought honestly when the dragon went through the ice underneath the water, I kind of thought they were going to dispel that. I thought that was them saying,
not happening.
Okay, it's not happening. And then as soon as they cut to that scene and you see the chains, you knew exactly what they were doing.
Yeah.
You know? And I thought it was shot beautifully. I thought they did great.
Here's when I figured that this was what was going to happen. As soon as the only way John and that crew were getting saved was Daenerys coming with the dragon, one of the dragons was going to die.
They can't come in and save the day every time with no consequence.
And not only that, why wouldn't they just wipe out the whole army and all of the White Walkers?
Right.
We're here. We're just going to blast the shit out of all
and
these
done
things and finish it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If that was the way it was going to go down, I knew one of those dragons was going to die. Because I'm like, how else does this end? I mean, is the White King going to get on his horse and run away? I just didn't see that happening. Right. You know, he had to still be the baddest dude in this story.
And how can you make somebody more badass than them taking down a dragon
by throwing a freaking javelin,
an ice spear?
Yes.
You know,
that big machine that they made. That the Lannisters made.
Mm-hmm. It just pissed Dragon off.
Yep.
Yep. But this thing.
Yep.
Holy.
And the way
cow.
That it bled, you know.
Oh,
it was awesome.
People were very upset.
I get it.
They love those dragons.
Nope.
Heidi was one of them. Heidi was very upset when one of the dragons died.
So was Daenerys.
Yeah. How about Jon living?
I mean.
He's got to live.
He looked
of course.
Like shit.
He did look like
when
shit.
When they had his abdomen bare and it was all like frostbit and it looked nasty. They did a good job of
his
that.
Stab wounds.
Yeah, it was gross.
But I mean, his uncle rolling in at the right time. Were you guys okay with that, or were you just like
that stuff didn't bother me as much?
Yeah.
Kind of flew under my radar.
They kind of talked about it, and I probably before the explanation. Before hearing the writers talk about it, I kind of was in the same boat, but the way they explained it was, you know, that they had this character that was floating out there and he saved Bran. And well, how do we bring closure to this? Well, guess what? This is that time where he can do what John did, because essentially John gave himself forward to save everybody else.
Yep.
So now he comes in, and they called him Cold Hands, which I had never heard that before. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
They referred to him as Cold Hands.
In the book, I think, yeah.
Yeah, and they said, you know, so for him to come in, it was two things. One, it was able to repay what John had done for everybody else. And then also, it took him out of the torment of being in that in-between state.
Yeah.
You know? So, again, I thought once they explained it, I was a lot more okay with it. But it was, in the moment, it was very random. I told
Heidi that this whole season is about tying up loose ends.
Oh, absolutely.
Bringing Gandry back or whatever his name is. Yeah. And yeah.
It was very like, okay, I just ran my horse in with my whipping little chain with my flaming thing, and it's kicking the shit out of these guys. Run up to John, come with me. Nah, I can't. It's like, why can't you? You just whipped the shit. I mean,
your horse is going to
be a little bit slower, I guess, but right. I don't know. But still loved it. I didn't want him to die. I don't know why.
If I never saw him again, I never would have thought twice about him.
Yeah.
He was kind of a throwaway character, and I thought they did that part justice. You know, so.
Were you surprised at who lived? The only one that surprised me was actually the other guy that had been brought back, the Firestar guy.
With the one with the eye patch?
Yes. Yeah. That one surprised me.
I figured there's no way we're going to get out of this without losing somebody beloved. Mm-hmm. But they all survived.
Yeah.
The Hound, Marmont, Jon Snow, Redbeard, and Baratheon's bastard. I figured we got to lose one of them.
Yeah.
And then when the guy in the red went down, Redbeard went down, I thought, this is it.
He was the one I thought it would be too.
And that was what, when I was talking with my brother the other day, I'm like, he's the only one that I can see that they can not use again later in the show. Everybody else, there seems to be a driving purpose for them at some point.
And it will hurt.
Right.
I mean, John was the only one, honestly, that I... Nah, I don't know. Hound would have been rough on me, too.
Right. Well, Hound...
All those other people have unfinished business, and it didn't feel like Redbeard did, to me at least.
When the Hound has his moment...
Right.
Yeah.
When the Hound has his moment... whether he dies or whatever, mm-hmm. it's got to include fire, and it's got to include the mountain.
Right.
Because he turns into a little bitch every time there's fire with that bear.
Yeah.
You know, he just stood there and watched.
Yep.
He froze.
Yeah. He would have been dead.
Yep.
And I don't know. It's like, dude, you just want to see him break that fear, and he doesn't do it.
Tormund.
I love it.
They call you the dog, right?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Fuck off.
His matter-of-fact way he delivers his lines is so good.
I love how, and I don't remember if it was the Hound or Tarmont, but one of them, when they took the bastard's hammer, you can run faster without that. And then they kept it. I was like, that's awesome.
How about, once again, I mean, are John and Danny, are they going to do it?
I thought they were.
There was a great meme. It said season one. Oh, this is gross. Season seven. Yeah, I'm okay with this. You know what I mean? The first picture was Jaime and Cersei, and the second picture was those two. Like, yeah, I'm okay with it.
So there's a scene in the episode prior where John, Danny, and I can't remember her name, but the black chick who's her, like, speaker.
The 10?
Yeah, that's... No.
She's a 10.
She's in Star 10. Wars.
Yes.
Yeah. She plays Maskinata.
Yes. That's right. She is unbelievable. And when those three are walking, and it's the one he takes her into the cave or whatever, you know, and I go to Heidi, I go, oh my God, which one is the best looking? I said, I understand they're different. And Heidi looks at me and we both go, John.
John's the best looking. Well, there's that meme out there with the three of them. Have you seen that? Great meme. It shows a picture. They're like, it's the actors.
Yep.
They're not in costume. It's Jon. It's Daenerys, and it's her.
Maz Kanata.
And Daenerys and Maz Kanata look like they're having a great time. They're laughing, but it was a shot of Kit Harington, and he's kind of looking off and kind of looking like he's thinking his mind somewhere else, and it says, when you're partying with the Mother of Dragons and so-and-so, and all you can think about is where the White Walkers... No one thinks the White Walkers exist.
Right.
Yeah,
so good.
Great stuff.
Oh, so good.
Memes are going to be the death of me.
Oh, they're so good. Do you... I guess... I really did not... I liked the scene, but I hate that Sansa and Arya are having this interaction.
I hate it too.
I'm like, it's like they both took a bite out of a stupid sandwich.
Yeah.
You know, that they're so worried about this instead of what they should be focusing on. And it's like two little sisters just fighting again.
Okay, so you're going to have to explain this to me because it's over my head. Why is Sansa sending Gwendolyn Christie's character away? Does that have something to do with Arya?
No, that is all just because the Lannisters want an emissary from the North to come. And Sansa says no. She's never going, and I don't blame Sansa. If I were you, Sansa, would you ever put yourself back into the Lannisters' grips?
Nope.
Well, and the other side of that too is, you know, she literally shit on Jon, the King of the North, in front of his people, saying that I don't think you should leave your people. They need you.
Yeah.
Now she's left in charge. She can't do the same thing. She'll be a big hypocrite.
Yeah.
You know. So.
Well, I didn't know because there was the conversation with Littlefinger,
yeah,
and he kind of acted like he was going to put Gwendolyn Christie in between the two or something.
Yep.
Is it Arya? Is Arya going to be the one to run that motherfucker through? Because I really hope it is.
I think it will be her. Sansa.
I think she's going to wear his face.
I just want to fucking. Yeah.
I think Littlefinger is going to be around.
I do love Littlefinger though.
After he's dead,
as a bad guy.
Oh yeah, I mean as he plays the part great. The motherfucker makes my skin crawl.
Oh, he you know is what I mean? Creepy.
And it's such a weird thing because you know we all know how we felt about Joffrey and about Ramsay Bolton and about, but it's like I fucking hate him. Yep. I just hate him. And it's that creepy, that slimy, that just, you just, his, you know
his,
what I mean?
His cadence and the way he talks, I've brought it up before.
Yes, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I wish I could do impressions, because you're right. The way he enunciates, and he said cadence is the perfect word for that. I want his throat cut.
He's a great bad guy.
Yeah.
Absolutely great.
He was a great good guy in King Arthur, though.
He was, too.
And I was like, damn it. I thought he was going to ruin the whole movie for me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Man,
it was a great episode.
We have not. That's two episodes in a row now. We haven't seen Reek.
Yeah, Reek's. I think now just a. He's no,
there's got.
He's going to be in the next episode.
There's got to be something because they got a. His sister's still alive, or at least that was what they think, right?
Yeah, she's a prisoner of her uncle.
They've got to be something. There's got to be something to that.
Yeah,
you know, but I don't know if it's going to be this season or not. You know.
Yeah, it might be.
But I mean, we're coming up on.
Well, because this is it.
Yeah, season finale. We've got, you know, what we got, 7 episodes left is all?
I don't know what they've actually said the next count is.
And now they're saying it might be delayed to 19 or something?
Yeah, some weird thing like
what
that.
What the hell?
Westworld has got a big delay before their next season, too.
They do, too.
Their next season as well, which is season 2. Yeah. But
I can't wait long. Cannot wait that long.
Yeah.
I don't know what my choices are, but.
Yeah, we don't have one, so.
All right.
Man, it was good.
If you're not watching it, watch it.
No, don't. Don't watch it. You don't get to jump in now and then enjoy what we're enjoying. We put the hard work in.
We did something.
You know, I'm not. You don't get to show up on Friday evening and then get overtime when you haven't been done anything all week.
We have a mutual friend who is binge-watching it right now.
Who?
Jill.
Oh, yeah.
And she just. And I'm absolutely loving this because every time I see her, I get to kind of have that, who do you like right now? Right. And, the first time we talked about it, she's like,
this Ramsay seems like a sweetheart.
I love Ned Stark. And I'm like, yeah, me too. I love
him. Yeah, he's one of my favorites.
So now she just finished season 2. She's about to start season 3. And she goes, oh, I love Rob. I love Rob.
Good.
Yeah.
You a fan of Catelyn? Good.
Heidi looks at me. And I'm like, yeah. She sent me a picture one time of her crying.
Yeah. Yeah,
of her crying.
Yeah,
you know,
show will violate you in everything that you love.
Yeah,
so
but once it gets you,
oh yeah,
I mean
hooks are deep.
I'm so jealous of people like that though.
Right,
they get to binge watch it. Oh, yeah. So jealous.
Yeah.
Yep.
Interesting.
I would be willing to bet it's a smidge easier to follow.
Oh, yeah.
When binge watched.
Oh yeah,
because. You know, a year or 8 months or whatever it is in between seasons.
Yeah.
There is a lot going on. I mean, literally, here we are in season 7, second to last episode of the season, and they're showing us Sansa writing a letter with long-haired Cersei back when Joffrey was still, you know what I mean? Yep. And it's in order to keep you where you're going. And
yep. Yes, sir.
Crazy.
All right. That's going to about do it. Yeah. Unless you got a top 10.
I don't have a top 10.
No top 10 this week.
Top 10 this week.
Pete let us down.
It happens.
So, Pete, time to wrap it up.
Awesome. Well, wrapping up episode 79 of the My Wife is Gonna Kill Me podcast. Watch Game of Thrones. I don't know what you're doing. Knock it off. Sit back and with your curly-cued hipster mustache and your craft beer and try to pretend like you're too cool for it. It's bullshit. The show's phenomenal. Just watch it and be done with it. So, or don't watch. Continue to not watch it and enjoy listening to Silver Side Up by Nickelback. So, our Courtney's our producer. She's here with us in the studio tonight. Jeremy's not on, so you'll probably hear this a couple days from now. Force Friday's coming up here pretty soon. We're looking forward to that. Jesus, what random fandom last Saturday in September. And then after that is next up is Grand Rapids Comic Con, the big boy, in October. So, well, it's been fun, as always, for host Stephen Bisciotti and co-host Travis Bowles. I am Pete McCarthy. And again, you've just finished episode 79. Until next time, we'll see you guys in the toy aisle.